If you would, remain standing for the reading of the Word of God today. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 38 through 40. So hear now the Word of God. Come to me, all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through weak human words, give us grace to hear your true and living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Come to me, all you who are struggling, and I will give you rest. I remember this being an altar call at a camp I went to when I was a teenager. We were invited to come to the altar, lay at Jesus' feet our burdens, the things we were struggling with, and then leave the service with the knowledge that we had left those burdens behind. It was an emotional service. I knew people coming down to the altar who were struggling with illnesses, the death of a family member, and countless other concerns that left them feeling heavily burdened. As I shared with God the things that I was struggling with, I begged God to give me the rest that Jesus promised. This first verse gave us comfort during that service as we trusted in the promise that Jesus would give us rest. After that time for prayer, the speaker came back up and spoke to us about the difficulty of leaving our burdens at the altar. We were reminded how easy it is to pick them back up, to keep worrying about them. But if we could just leave our burdens at Jesus' feet, we would find rest. There have been other services that I've attended where we had the same kind of altar call using that first verse. It has become a passage that I'm very familiar with, and I have seen how it brings people comfort. I've also seen people who interpret this passage to mean that if you follow Jesus, your days will be filled with happiness and free from worry. However, I think it's fair to say that most of us here consider ourselves followers of Jesus and have not lived a completely carefree or easy life. So, does that mean we have failed at being true followers of Jesus? While we can probably agree that no one is a perfect follower of Christ, I do not think that is the answer. So, while I do not believe it is wrong to find comfort in this passage, when we look at all three verses together, we can see how the path of the disciple continues as we are called to follow Jesus and find rest in accepting new burdens. Now, today, I am inviting you into the rabbit hole that I dug this week while thinking about these verses, and I'm hoping that seeing my thought process will not confuse anyone too much, but will be a way for you to think with me more critically about this passage. Because of services like the one I described earlier, I imagined in my mind that somewhere in this passage, Jesus explicitly says, "Lay your burdens down." But that doesn't seem to happen. And so, with our theme of the path of the disciple in my mind, I began to wonder, here comes the rabbit hole. So what does happen to our burdens when we come to Jesus? Are we really expected to lay them down? Jesus says to come to him and then to learn from him. So like Pastor Jim talked about a few weeks ago, Jesus is acting like a crazy rabbi again, going out and calling just anyone to come and learn from him, instead of waiting for the best and brightest to show up at his door. Then Jesus says that his burden is light. Maybe this order suggests that what we need to learn from Jesus is how to lighten our own burdens. So we do not lay them down, but in learning from Jesus, they are somehow lightened. But this made me wonder, if our burden is already heavy, and Jesus is calling us to take on his yoke with his light burden, how hard it must be to take on even a small amount of weight when it already feels like you are crumbling from the pressure of your burdens. Think about a time in your own life, maybe it's right now, when you feel overwhelmed. You have so much on your plate, you're stressed, and things are weighing heavy on your mind. Now, imagine that someone comes to you, maybe it's your boss, a family member, a friend, and says, "Hey, I have something else for you to do. It's nothing big, really. But that one thing can feel like the needle that breaks the camel's back." So if we are adding Jesus' light burden on top of our own burden, how long does it take before we reach that rest Jesus promises us? Is it an instantaneous thing? But if that's the case, then again, we have to ask, why do so many of us here who follow Christ still seem to struggle with heavy burdens? And then I had to laugh at myself a little bit. I'm doing my best to find an interpretation of this passage that does not include laying my burdens down, just so I can keep holding on to them. This need to hold on to your burdens while at the same time feeling overwhelmed by them reminds me of a character from the Disney movie Encanto. Now, if you've seen that movie, you'll know the character Luisa. She has a magical ability, being extremely strong. She has built her entire personality around being the person in her family that everyone can rely on to be strong. But under the surface, she feels like she is starting to crack under the pressure. Even while she is overwhelmed by that pressure, she can't relax. She can't stop carrying everything because, as she tells her sister, "I'm pretty sure I'm worthless if I can't be of service." That phrase sticks with me, and it's because I know I've felt the same way. I feel the pressure to perform, and if I can't help someone or do something, I feel useless. When I'm visiting with someone and I don't know how to help them, I feel like I've failed. If I make a mistake in a group project, I'm the worst partner in the world. And sometimes it feels even worse when I need to ask for help, because I'm supposed to be able to do this on my own. Have you ever felt like that? Are there burdens or things in your life that are so overwhelming and yet you're not willing to let them go or to ask for help? Jesus is calling us to come to him, that he will give us rest. But is pride in your ability to hold it all together keeping you from following that call? I've often fallen into the trap of basing my identity on my ability to do something. But Jesus is calling us to follow him, to be his disciple. So we have to find a way to let that be the focus of our identity so that we can find the rest he promises us. We are also called by Jesus to put on his yoke. And he tells us that it is an easy yoke. Now, the word easy can also mean kind, and that meaning of the word makes a lot of sense here. I say that because yokes are tailor-made to fit the ox. They are carved and formed to the shape of the ox's neck. The person wearing it ensures that it is smooth and rounded with no sharp edges, so that simply wearing it should not add any extra stress to the wearer. A more specific example of a yoke is called a head yoke, and that would fit on the horns of the ox. So not only was this type of yoke originally made to fit a specific ox, it has to be reshaped frequently to fit the animal's horns as it grows. When Jesus calls you to follow him, the yoke that he calls you to put on is individually made and can be reshaped and adapted as your circumstances change. Discipleship and following Jesus will look a little different for each person, and it can change over time. We saw an example of this when we talked about Samuel's call story and my own, and how it unfolded. Just as I experienced through my call, in all of our lives, Christ is there to give us what we need when we need it. While the yoke might be individually made, it's not a hammock, not a Tempur-Pedic bed, even if it is formed to your body. They aren't made to be mechanisms of rest and relaxation. While the head yoke might be made to not hurt the ox, it doesn't exactly seem like a comfortable hat either. Jesus, calling us to put on his yoke, is instead an invitation to work. So while we cannot equate the yoke with relaxation, it does make the work we are called to and those burdens we carry more bearable. But how? There's one more feature about yokes that I haven't discussed. Usually, it's made for two. The burden only becomes light when the yoke connects one ox to another. So perhaps Jesus' burden is light because Jesus is the one who helps his disciples carry that burden. So instead of imagining Jesus saying, "Come, you who are heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest," and he books you a massage at the spa, imagine that when Jesus says, "I'll give you rest," he then bends down, takes on the brunt of your load, and says, "Let's go." Where we would be crushed going it alone, Jesus lifts our burdens, making it possible for us to keep going. Now, this could be discouraging. If you're overwhelmed, you may feel like Jesus' promise to give you rest has to mean, okay, I can put them down now because I can't do it anymore. So what does it really look like to let Jesus take on the brunt of your burdens? How do you find rest when just letting everything go is not an option? Pastor Jim last week reminded us that earlier in Matthew, Jesus' descriptions of discipleship sound really harsh. The disciples might be arrested, hated by everyone, and even persecuted. So Jesus is not promising that the path of the disciple is easy. But when Jesus invites us to take on his yoke, he is promising that he will be with us, attaching himself to us as we travel on that path, and he will carry our burdens with us. I want you to think with me about a family that's moving into a new house, and they're carrying in heavy pieces of furniture. The daughter, of course, wants to be part of that moving process, and she offers to help carry a chair. So she and her parents lift it and start carrying it into the house. Now the girl is working hard. She is straining to lift the weight of that chair. But if she let go, the parents probably wouldn't feel a difference in the weight of the chair. But if they stopped helping, the chair would probably hurt the girl. Jesus talks about being gentle and humble, and that we have to learn from him when we put on his yoke. And we are told again after the call to put on the yoke that we will find rest. It takes humility to be willing to allow someone else to help you carry your burdens, to admit that you are struggling and can't handle it on your own. I'm still left wondering about Jesus' light burden compared to the heavy burdens that we come to Jesus with. In my rabbit hole, I worried about Jesus' light burden being like the straw breaking the camel's back when we already feel overwhelmed. We've talked about the ways that our burdens are lightened when we follow Jesus because we are yoked with him. But we're talking about the path of the disciple. Jesus warns his disciples it won't be easy. So saying that Jesus' burden is light solely because he is supporting our burdens isn't fully satisfactory to me. When we take on Jesus' yoke, we are invited to surrender all we have to the one that is greater than us. That surrender includes the invitation to work I mentioned earlier. Being a disciple of Christ means that we are called to join God in God's work. If we have truly surrendered ourselves to God, then we are open to the work that God leads us to. But the good news is that this is a work we can be motivated to pursue because of our desire to see God's kingdom realized. The sense of identity that shaped our need to carry such heavy burdens alone needs to be replaced by our desire to follow and learn from Christ. Following Christ means living into a new vision of who we are to be. We find that new vision of ourselves in Jesus' teachings. More is being asked of us if we choose to follow Christ, but Jesus is giving assurance to all that they are not alone on this journey. So I've had to tell myself this week, and maybe someone else here needs to hear it too, stop thinking about it and just accept Christ's invitation. We need to be ready to follow Jesus, to accept his yoke. So stop overthinking it and just accept the invitation to follow. And we'll see what happens next. All God's people said, Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you know our hearts and the concerns and burdens that weigh heavy on us. When we follow you, you give us rest. We thank you for the ways that you have already acted to give us that rest by carrying with us the things that weigh us down. Jesus, we know that the call to take on your yoke does not end with rest. Give us the strength and humility to accept your yoke and to join you in the work we are being called to. Give us the faith to trust that you are with us and will provide for us as we continue in the path of the disciple. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.